Peter. Many years
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I just wanted to make an announcement. We are going to be going to the January 6th hearings at 9 o'clock. We will cover those live whenever they are in action. And so for the starting at 9 o'clock this morning, we will certainly bring live to you the coverage of what is taking place. And in between the breaks, I'll have commentary. Phone lines are always open, as always. And, you know, I'll tell you, I saw the first hearing, and I found out over 20 million people tuned in, which was twice the amount of people who watched the NBA championship games. Republicans thought that there would not be much interest in those hearings, but clearly they were wrong. And so these investigations are important. The American people can't be snookered by those on the right and Fox News that said much ado about nothing. So looking forward to in the next few minutes going live to those hearings. You know, I'm a little, I'm more than a little frustrated, because the question becomes whether or not Donald Trump was involved in this, if Donald Trump was aware of what was taking place. And everybody knows that, you know, the dead even knows that Donald Trump was engaged in this and helped orchestrate this. And yet, you know, in the face of all of it, I'm cynical. You know, I don't know if the chances of Donald Trump paying the ultimate price for what he orchestrated is going to keep him from running for re-election. He should be in jail. There's no question whatsoever that Donald Trump was at the root of the sedition attempt that happened on January 6th. You know, I saw more video than I had seen before, and heard some things that certainly should anger and frustrate every American. But yet, at the end of the road for this, what we are hoping is that Donald Trump pays the ultimate price, and not only is not allowed to run for president again, but he's locked up, and the key is thrown away, because that's what the ultimate price that he should pay for the crimes that he committed. And you know, we live in a society that is going to give him every opportunity to get away with this. And you're hearing people on the right constantly barking about, well, there are all these other things going on that people are concerned about. And listen, I agree that there are people concerned about the price of gas. People are concerned about inflation. Put them on quickly. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, you're right. We are concerned about that. I don't care.
No. Let me finish my point.
I don't care.
Wait. Let me finish my point. Yes, we are concerned about those things. But listen. But over 20 million people watch that. So there are people who are more concerned, too, about the criminal acts that took place on January 6th, and the orchestrator of them. Go ahead.
Really, I don't think he's been charged, has he? But you've already convicted him, just like Josh Hawley.
His own daughter.
And Republican.
CJ, his own daughter and his own attorney general. Did you see them on TV last, whatever day it was? Did you see them?
That's not solving 501 a gallon.
Did you hear? Hey, we're not saying that it solves those things. We are concerned. We are concerned.
It's all distraction.
We are concerned that a criminal act, since you Republicans are always talking about criminals and crime, that a criminal act was acted upon the federal government. And so you Republicans show what kind of liars you are. Cut them off. Shows what kind of liars you are that you supposedly claim about justice and rights, and yet you want to ignore what you saw, what everybody saw, and what we know has taken place. You want to talk about deflection. It is you and others like you who are attempting to deflect. But 20 million people watch that, and you can't do away with that. And you can call it deflection or whatever else it is you want to call it, and Fox News cannot show it, but 20 million people don't give a rip about whether Fox News showed it or not. They're not puppets. They know something took place that hasn't happened in this country for a long, long time, only once before, and they want answers. And whether or not people on the right and sheeple like CJ are concerned, it doesn't matter, because we already know who and what you are. The bottom line is, as I said before your call, people are concerned about other issues, but people can walk and chew gum at the same time. And people want justice in what took place on January 6th. And no, it's not going to be brushed over. And no, people aren't going to accept you guys changing the narrative and talking about Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is not the issue. The fact that a president of the United States organized thugs to wind up in Washington, D.C. and try to overthrow the election. That's a fact. And that's what's on trial today, right? That's what we're going to be listening to from 9 o'clock today and until the ends of this until this is over. So I'm looking forward to this as well as many others. They're not going to prevent justice from happening. And Donald Trump, his own daughter, for heaven's sakes, you're supporting a man who throws his own daughter under the bus. Well, when she said she agrees with Attorney Barr and he's a fair man, the president's response was, well, she checked out a long time ago. Coward. Criminal. Donald Trump. And hopefully he'll wind up where most criminals should, locked away, and they should throw away the key. Got to go to a break. When we come back, the next words you'll hear is from the January 6th committee. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you in a few minutes.